Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Andrew Aston, who is the founder and chief people officer at the Human Element Company. Andrew, for 17 years now at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Andrew, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Great, thank you. So I'm Andrew Aston. I'm the founder and chief people officer at the Human Element Company. The nature of the company itself is staffing, hence the name, the Human Element Company. We started the company in 2016, and what we do is we provide staffing solutions to a variety of companies, from medical device to higher education to technology and manufacturing. So we really kind of have a wide gamut, but the one common thing we have is all these companies need great people. So I'd really like to kind of start with the company side of things, because I think a lot of companies struggle a little bit with this. And when we talk to companies, part of our process in working with a client is to understand their culture. Mm-hmm. What drives them? What makes them tick? And there's really three things that we focus on when we're working with a new client. Is, does the company understand their mission statement? What their why? Why do they get up every day and drive to the office, or drive to that engineering plant, or drive to that, you know, corporate office in downtown Los Angeles or New York? What's their why? Then the second piece of that is the culture. Mm-hmm. So intermixed with the mission statement is the culture of why people are attracted to driving that, whether it's a revenue driving with medical devices, it's saving people. Is that the STEM technology that attracts those people? So that's intertwined. So I really express to clients, understand your mission statement, the why, and then what is your culture surrounding that mission statement? Mm. And those are the people. So that's the third part of it. None of this gets driven without the human beings. And we talk about that all the time with our clients. When we work with clients, I don't want to send a resume to someone. I want to send a human being that I know is going to fit in with, let's just take STEM, for example. Mm. You know, someone who's attracted to the sciences, the engineering, they're a true technologist. They're the type of people that you give a problem to, and you know, in 24 hours, they're going to come back with three potential solutions. Now, that person is going to be a perfect fit for that company. But without understanding that company's why, mission statement, the culture, and then understanding the people, why they're attracted to work there and drive this, it's really hard to find those good people. Now, on the flip side, you have to take that to the candidate side. And that's our job and our proprietary process that we go about it. But working with people, we talk to them about their why and the cultures they're looking for. And I can assure you, if the culture is a match, mm-hmm. the salary piece comes out of it. It becomes secondary. It's a tertiary discussion. Commute salary is out of the way when someone is passionate about a why, a mission statement, and then is attracted to the culture and the people. It's amazing. People will step away from large, vast amounts of money to be passionate and be a part of a culture that they seamlessly work with and get up every morning. They're excited to go. So when we're working with candidates, we have a 3H rule, and we tell this to everyone. It's the 3Hs: be helpful, be humble, but most importantly, be honest. Because if you could be your best authentic self and that matches with the company's culture, that's where the magic happens. Literally, where people are like, this is being the greatest hire in the last 3 years that we've had. Can I get five more Jane Doe's or John Doe? So we really stress that with both our clients and our candidates. We're very big on pushing people and clients to push their envelope when it comes to hiring. We want them to if you don't want to look around the room and see everybody look the same or have that, now passionately they can have that, but you want to have the diversity. You want to hire people from different backgrounds, obviously cultures from the UK or Scotland. There's a great mixture for companies when they think outside of that traditional American box. And I think it's something that I always encourage my clients to do and encourage my candidates to do. So, you know, there are always obstacles to hiring, ageism, things of this nature, what's going on with the banks. But we try and get people to think a little bit outside the box, but first understanding their why. And the one thing that connects both companies and people is people.
Andrew, thanks ever so much for your insights today on helping people and organizations be their best. And I absolutely love that 3H thing. I think that's just really superb. And just a message out to the subscribers that if you haven't already done so, keep an eye on the events page of the website for the free professional development sessions that we offer on a regular basis. Andrew, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Absolutely.
Thanks, thank Andrew. Thanks for your time today.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.